Express that we need you, Lord. We thank you that you encourage us to come and tell you that, Lord, to come and tell you we need you, that our desire is for you, that we know that you can strengthen us and you can give us what we need, Lord. We thank you that we have no righteousness and no defense in ourselves, Lord, but only in you and in the atonement of Messiah Yeshua. And because of that, we can come and we can stand in your presence. We can stand in your presence and we can be filled with your joy, O Lord, as we come together in community to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, that you invite us to come and to follow you, to walk in all of your ways, O Lord. Lord. We exalt you, O Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord, as our King and our Redeemer. We acknowledge you, Lord, as the glorious one. And Lord, we know that it was Yeshua's prayer for us that we would be in you and abide in your love just as you and the Father are one. And we know, Lord, that it was Rav Shaul's prayer that we would know what is the depth and the breadth and the total encompassing love that you have for us. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you.
There's a lock, and Yeshua is the key to that lock. And we have received that key, O Lord. And we're just asking you, O Lord, strengthen us to have that key permanently turned into the unlocked position.
That we will receive.
Isaiah writes, "For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, he is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it, and he did not create it a waste place, but formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright. Gather yourselves and come, draw near together, you fugitives of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idol and pray to a God who cannot save. Declare and set forth your case. Indeed, let them consult together. Who has announced this from of old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow, and every tongue will swear allegiance. They will say of me, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. Men will come to him, and all who were angry at him shall be put to shame. In the Lord, all the offspring of Israel will be justified and will glory."
Thank you, Lord.
For some reason, it occurred to me during worship, I don't know where my thoughts were, that the thought of a therapist in my mind and a client receiving instruction from the therapist. And the conversation from this morning about making a decision. And here we're singing about receiving God's love. And it takes a decision to receive love from any person. And so we have to receive instruction from the Lord in order to benefit from it. And I guess that's where the thought that's occurring to me is that we really have to be... We can have something great, some great teaching, some great tool that we are told about, but if we cannot receive it in the first place and also put it into practice, it doesn't go anywhere, and it can be fruitless to have even a therapy session where you're taught all these great things, but yet during your weeks, you don't do anything with that knowledge. And so I just encourage you all to make the decision to receive God's love right now where you are.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees, O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things, O Lord, we cast down. We bow our hearts. do this as an act of slaves under some cruel taskmaster, Lord. We do it in just total humility and adoration of you, O Lord, and just not wanting to see anything but you, O Lord. We bow our hearts, we place them in your hands of love, O Lord. O Lord, and we cast out those things that would separate us from you. To no longer be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what your perfect will is, that which is good and holy and excellent. Thank you, Lord, that our way is not the way of the world. We are not condemned to disillusionment and fear and despair. We are not condemned to cynicism. False pride. We are a people who are instead consigned by grace to
is our God. Sing with me our praise. He is our God.